Good morning. High pressure at the surface will try to keep it dry today. The humidity will be on the increase, and with a good amount of sunshine, temperatures will push back up into the middle 80s on average for afternoon highs, with some places even into the upper 80s. There will, however, be a weak disturbance sliding through the mid-level jet stream flow. As a result, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area, especially in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern parts of New England during the afternoon. This activity will die out in the evening, and it'll be a warm and muggy night tonight, with temperatures dropping back into the 60s. High pressure eventually will build in not only at the surface, but aloft, and with a strong ridge in place on Tuesday and Wednesday through the middle of the week, temperatures will soar with hazy sunshine and increased humidity up to the 90-degree mark both days, even into the lower and perhaps a mid-90s on Wednesday. And at this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where we'll have another trough of low pressure pivoting through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. As this trough pivots to the north and into Ontario and Quebec, some scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop during the day on Thursday. Still, high temperatures will reach into the middle and upper 80s. After this trough of low pressure passes by, we'll be left with mainly dry weather heading into the upcoming weekend, and temperatures on the seasonably warm side, Friday mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and right now it looks dry Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds both days and high temperatures staying in the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon and evening across parts of the western and central Dakotas. Low-level moistening and surface heating is expected to contribute to moderate to strong instability by late afternoon. Although a mid-level cold core and stronger mid-level jet stream winds may lag to the west of the warm sector through the period, the instability coupled with wind shear should prove to be more than supportive for severe storm development. Aided by large-scale forcing for upward vertical motion associated with an approaching upper disturbance, considerable thunderstorm development seems probable. Isolated supercells may not be out of the question initially, particularly in the vicinity of the warm front. However, upscale growth of several storm clusters, which could gradually consolidate through mid to late evening, appears most probable, primarily accompanied by severe wind and hail. And also, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of the Missouri and mid-Mississippi valleys. The heat index in some of these locations could be as high as between 105 and 112 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny with a chance for showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. There was 14/100ths of an inch of rain in Albany yesterday for the month, now 3.08 inches, that's 38/100ths below average, and 18.50 inches for the year, which is 3.53 inches of precipitation below average. There were 11 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 184, that's 5 above average, and 418 for the season, which is 91 cooling degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 97 set in 1955, and the record low 47 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm tonight with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, humid, near 90. Hazy, hot, and humid Wednesday in the lower 90s. A chance for showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night and Thursday, mid to upper 80s. Mid-80s with mostly sunny skies on Friday, and a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.